I understand that that your research has found a way to reduce nitrous oxide, some of the greenhouse gases that farmers produce during their operations. Tell us a little bit about this. A little bit about this research and what you're finding and what you're able to do.
Sure. Agriculture was considered to be one of the main emitters of nitrous oxide, and it's about 300 times more potent than carbon dioxide. So we initiated research to look at not only the placement, but also fertilizer source as well. Okay. The fertilizer placement for a no-till system would be, for dry fertilizers in particular, would be generally broadcast applied over the soil surface. And we thought, you know, with a strip till system, we can till a small area, usually about 12 inches wide, usually less than 30% of the field, and maintain good soil cover with a strip till system. And we can apply that fertilizer in a band right below the plant, so it has easy access to the fertilizer as well. And our interest again went back to an enhanced efficiency polymer coated urea and non-coated urea. So we started work. We're primarily doing this research on a clay pan soil, which has very poor internal drainage. So we have a perched water table in the spring and fall, and fertilizer loss can be substantial. And nitrous oxide can be just one of those gases that is lost. And since it has greenhouse gas implications, if we can provide our farmers with choices on how to manage it or reduce those emissions and increase production, that's always a good thing. And so we initiated our work back in 2009 and 2010. Our production research has been going on for the past 3 years. And we saw that over the entire growing season, we were emitting about 2.4 to 3.8% of the nitrogen that was applied as nitrous oxide gas. Now, in the big picture, that's only about 48 pounds of nitrogen. And a producer would look at that and say, why don't I just add a little more nitrogen? Okay. But it's an indicator of the gaseous loss, not only as nitrous oxide. We're probably losing a lot as nitrogen gas and ammonia volatilization at the same time. So when we looked at yields, gas emissions, as well, we were seeing that our strip-till system was increasing yields by about 50 bushel an acre compared to our no-till system, which is substantial when it comes to, production systems, making good production decisions. And when we looked at emissions per bushel of corn produced, we saw that our strip-till system was reducing emissions by about 25% compared to our no-till system. So that's beneficial when it comes to enhancing the efficiency of our current production systems and increasing yields while reducing emissions at the same time.
Is there a trade-off, though? I mean, you know, part of the beauty of no-till is the fact that you don't have the equipment running out there, or at least maybe not running as much, so you don't have those emissions going out into the air, maybe from the diesel exhaust or something like that. Are we still netting a reduction in greenhouse gases, even though we're running more equipment?
That's one of those things that, yes, we are going to be running a tillage tool through the field, and yes, there's going to be some more carbon dioxide emissions with that system. We didn't do the net balance or anything like that, looking at CO2 equivalents or anything like that. But the main focus was on, you know, how much N2O or nitrous oxide could we reduce, and that's always an issue Well, the other thing is when we look at production, if we can increase yield, we're obviously putting more carbon back into that system as well. And that's beneficial to carbon sequestration. So that's one of those things that, yes, there's always a risk and with that type of system as well.
Well, what about cost? Will this cost farmers more to do this? And if it doesn't, why haven't they already been doing it?
You know, there's been a fair amount of strip till work that's been done and in the Midwest, and you know, probably one of the limiting factors has been guidance in our area in particular. We have a lot of highly erodible lands, and initially I was very skeptical about the systems because they were commonly driven off of line of sight type guidance systems. And you know, as we see guidance improving and the availability being more widespread, I think that there's an opportunity there. Obviously, on these highly erodible, on some of the highly erodible soils, we're going to want to go perpendicular to the slope, and not only you know, with the guidance on that that strip till unit, but also when we come back over with a planter. And probably that technology has been slowing down the adoption, probably more than anything else there.
So if I understand you right, though, a big driver of this, of being able to do this and being able to cut down these greenhouse gases, is the fact that we have better precision agriculture equipment. Is that a fair assessment?
I would say so. And you know, when we get to you know, getting the right product at the right time, at the right place, you know, that's we're working towards those types of systems that enhance not only profitability, productivity, but they're also practical. And I think that precision ag is moving us in that direction.
Fantastic. Some very interesting stuff. Anything else our audience should understand about your research and the results of the research so maybe they can look at using a practical application for themselves? I mean, how far are we from being able to do that in just your average field?
You know, I guess, you know, when we look at yields, not only do we need to look at fertilizer use efficiency, but also stand establishment. And that was one of the things that really shined in the strip till system, was that you know, we had a little better drying, we had a little better stand establishment, and we were increasing the fertilizer use efficiency as well. So that's, you know, we've got two things. If we've got an environment for that plant that is conducive for good plant growth and development, it's going to utilize those resources that we invest in that soil and that plant more efficiently than you know, other systems where we may have more losses occur.
It sure sounds like this is something though that's ready to go, and we can do it with existing technology that we've got.
That's correct. Yep.
Excellent information, Kelly. Anything else you'd like our audience to understand about the results of your research and I guess what you hope the result will be?
I think that, you know, we have a lot of tools that are coming out. You know, we've been, like we mentioned, that we were working with enhanced efficiency fertilizer. It was a polymer-coated urea product. You know, that's a product that's slow release, that the release matches up with the corn growth quite nicely. You know, getting that technology implemented and determining its place on the farm or its place in various landscape or soil types is essential to not only help improve our efficiency and our productivity, but also making us more profitable as well.
Some great information. Kelly Nelson with the University of Missouri Greenlee Research Center in Northeast Missouri. Thanks for talking to us today.
Thanks a lot.